59.
Yeah. Connie arguing in the backseat like with herself in the Rover.
Hi, Mystery Recapped here. Today, I'm going to explain a comic science fiction action film called Iron Sky. Spoilers ahead. Watch out and take care. In 2018, an American spacecraft named Liberty lands on the moon's surface. After landing, the ship unveils the election campaign poster of the current U.S. president. It has been sponsored by the president to promote her re-election campaign. The spacecraft carries two astronauts named Sanders and James Washington. Sanders' mission is to inspect the surface of the moon for chemicals. As he does, he reports back the presence of helium-3 on the surface. He then wanders off a bit further from their ship and loses connection with the mission control. Sanders is surprised when he comes across a gigantic helium-3 mine with several people working on it. Astronaut James is near their spaceship waiting for Sanders. Sanders turns around.
Why we will answer any questions.
And there is one more person.
I'm sure there's one person out there.
And it's you.
Sitting there with nothing else to do. With an unanswered question in their mind.
It's little kitty. Well, when you get back to Dallas, what will be the festivities await you there?
In Dallas?
Yes.
Well, after our stop in D.C., we're going to Dallas, where we will be greeted by a parade.
All at the airport in Hilton's. We did the first one here.
I think that
they're opening Dobbsley restaurants.
Oh,
and,
yes.
We've been dedicating the opening of the Dobbsley restaurants. The airport Hiltons have decided
That's
to turn
right.
over half of the proceeds to the church.
It is the bad
of each
kind
restaurant
of
they open up
then we'll go with
new
that data
airports. And that way Dobbsley and
well, we understand what this is. The church is offering a full 10% of its revenue for the hospital programs it runs for the little tiny whatever they are in many of the states in this country.
Do you call them children? I thought they're mute.
I didn't say children.
They are
children.
Yes, we are donating 10% of the money
to the New Mutants Hospital.
Help the mutants. Yes, because so often,
the doctors here
so often they're destroyed. I mean, at birth they get destroyed.
It's an expensive
and
process.
These are the people of the future.
Well, if you could help KPFA out with
spooky mutant music.
We're going to also open up an exercise studio.
We're buying computer games for them all so that they can all be like computer whizzes and all the mutants
right.
are.
We're going to start bobber size classes.
Bobber size.
Yes. What was that?
That was another assassination attempt on Bob. It happens all the time whenever he lands at the airport. People take pot shots as he climbs down the airport. Yeah, he says, oh, thank you, thank you. It's the only place they can actually see
him.
Have
you ever talked to
meet? No.
Well, I have. I've been on the air before with you, Connie.
All this.
The last time you were in a
call that a
movie.
Man.
Well, listen to
you. You call this a show?
Now, wait a minute. I thought last time that she was very good. Yes. Excuse me. Give me some of that.
Dr. Bertram, what new advances has the hospital made while Connie's been in the West Coast? That. Perhaps you can answer that question. Here, look out, here comes a tractor.
Oh. Here's Dr. Kabofin in charge
we'll
of the
sentences.
That's the research tractor taking the equipment to the other side.
Hey, Burlong, it's the Sendak.
Doctor? Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, here, there's the nettle rotarianism operations. One operation is as good as another, and it doesn't matter what you cut out, just as long as it doesn't grow back.
Honey.
Quite large. It's about 4 inches long.
She wants
well,
to
that's actually
adopted.
A problem with your liver. If we reach
pipe.
In and we just move
oh,
your liver,
well,
has your pipe surgically removed.
Now my liver is ruining, and I'm the one that's getting the 4 inches stalactites on your chin.
Well, Bob likes that sort of thing. I know that he's really attracted to... I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
I know, because
Bob does
know.
Like have a thing for monster women, and I know that...
I know he does, but and what as an emissary of the church, I feel that we've got to get all deformities off
after
because
our,
people will be frightened. And
people
so that's
don't
why
want
to
hear about your gross skin.
No.
Yeah, I know that in January you'll be visiting the Yetis and League of the Tibetan Monks.
In January, we are supposed to go to Dobbstown. Connie wants to go there, but I want to go to Ohio.
What is in Ohio?
Wait a minute. Yes. You heard about our schedule before.
We have to spread the word of the religion to these natives. We have to, in pygmies in Ohio.
The Ohio is there. pretty fundamentalist. They belong to other religion, don't they? Have another religion in Ohio?
Yeah, it's called Protestant.
Religion. Oh, yeah. Well, most subgenists do have an atrophied Protestant plant. That is one of the requirements you need to come into the church.
We had ours removed at the same time that we had our heads put together.
We have to help these people in Ohio.
Well, you're saying that you weren't born this way, then?
We have to help.
No, we weren't born this way.
The doctors did it, didn't they?
Yes, the doctors did it in Dobbstown.
The doctors did it, didn't they? It must have been expensive, but I guess Bob
Connie doesn't want to go to Ohio.
It wasn't expensive. It was church paid for.
Well,
that's how we became the emissary of the church and famous and everything.
Well, what brought you together?
Connie, could you get the cigarette out of my purse?
I think what brought us... Will you cut it out? I think what brought us together is the stitches on...
Give me a light, will you?
Here you go, honey. So you
want to talk about? Thank you.
Oh, it's a little tiny Dobbstown parade now. Two babies. Lee, Connie,
I am marching now.
Way up to the altar.
Hi.
No, he hates me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. Nothing I did. Probably something I didn't do.
The only thing you believe in is me. So what are you if you don't have faith? I'm not afraid, you see. I'm not afraid, you see. I come in here every night, I tear into you, I abuse you, I insult you, and you just keep coming back for more! As usual, Spock is
watching. All I see is profound foundation of the future.
Someone in the chat room, I just requested Dr. Hal's clothes are so to push back on the
against side.
With us holding each other real hand.
So they can put their pajamas on and go to bed?
I think they're in bed already. With their pajamas on?
Wow. There it is. By the way, Donald Trump's first act in office will be to replace this music with Yakety Sack.
Bunch of yellow-bellied, spineless, bigoted, quivering, drunken, insomniac, paranoid, disgusting, perverted warriors. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just checking.
Hold on. Look, it's in the script. I'm supposed to ask about a six page.
Just what are you getting at?
Yes, really. I mean, what do you mean? You want to turn us into a Catholic religion, you know, where snakes are evil and the women, you know, are evil? And
what is everything about subgenius is so good, there has to be a little bad somewhere in it.
Yakutizma and rock. There it is.
A man that'll
dare not speak its name shows up again.
It's a really hideous
thing.
You still say you shouldn't have bought all this tech and things from Chinatown.
But we have to have gifts for the natives to get back to Dobbstown.
Do they really want back scratchers that say San Francisco?
Of course they do. They want that stuff has a heavy market on the black market, Dobbstown.
Both benevolent
and evil. Who told you that?
We were there, honey. Don't act like this on the air. Come on, Connie.
Connie actually wants to.
I need another drink.
Here we are.
The war is going to winter.
Sometimes happy and sometimes unhappy. Connie, J.R., Bob, Dobbs.
Yes.
Any children, Connie? Connie?
We have 50.
We don't talk about
Connie
it.
Slash Connie.
Or Connie 1 and 2 is their affection.
Yes.
Called or 1 and 2 by their friends.
Do the children have more than one head?
We don't talk about
and how
children.
Many other two heads are out there?
The head is an initiation rite that comes on later in life when the children reach
grafted on.
When they reach about 33, we put the extra head on, and that completes their relationship with the church. You know, it makes them a full human.
This may be out of line, but what did you do with the other body?
What other body?
Well, what other body? It's sort
we
of,
only had one.
You only had one, yet you were drafted.
Well, it's a difficult process.
Well,
but
the head was grafted. There's, we always had the one body.
There's a lot of church that is sort of like subgenine magic. It's really hard to...
We can't really explain it all like
there's
this.
A little blinking red lights.
You have to be there.
We don't have the time.
You can't tell anyone. You have to be in the ceremony. You have to be initiated.
And if you're bored out there and listening,
how
could you be bored?
Threaten our lives. Or
Connie,
so
be bored.
Bring us breakfast.
Yes, Connie is nice.
Call us no big, convert to some
Connie
other
one
more
is not
palatable.
Nice.
I like you though, Connie. I love you. I'm glad that you're on, that you're attached to me.
Safe.
Why would you just in the script, you know, you gotta say what's in the script. Just go ahead and put the paper.
Just stick to the back. Shut up, Connie. Oh, I want to really hurt you,
sounds
Connie.
Like Connie, Connie High School again.
I'm gonna stab you with this pencil.
Get him a power.
Get your fingers out of my mouth.
No scratching.
Oh, wait a minute.
No kicking.
What's coming on the screen here? That's a lot better. Here, we're back in charge of the radio station here. Mrs. Dobbs is having a couple problems here, and her chauffeur is trying to calm her down a little bit. He's trying to give her a little slack and make her take one of these pills. Say, I don't think she can breathe like that. Here, that better?
Need some more pills.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now. Are you all right? All right, well, everyone, talk about
the couple pills. Where are the pills? Connie, what did you do with my pills? She stole my lipstick and my pills.
She stole the lipstick.
Well, here we are. This is it. Dr. Breedish tells you out there somewhere in the darkest part of the studio where only the Uber brow can see. This is Dobbs here.
Technology major
high down in your chair is seized. Ready to answer us.
The next viable mutation must be next. A new on-world aspect. We are that next teetering lunatic step. This contravative theology, computer designed by precise mathematical formulas to arouse the lowest instincts of the most intelligent and the highest instincts of the least intelligent, is invaluable to all renegades who at any time are on the nether edge of insanity and can be made whole only by developing their Rotan-derived seventh sense of bludgeon.
We should carry one purse, but we only have two hands.
Well, and she makes me carry the
this
purse.
This is a certified religion
of scorn and vengeance. Her stuff on one side and my stuff on the other. Of course, Diane didn't go through your stuff because it looks so trashy in there. At least I keep mine all neat in a little bag and in the side pocket and everything is in nice little boxes. Hers is just my stuff with all the Kleenex.
The church sure answers miracles in the service of the
church. We'd like to invite Mrs. Feinstein to call in and rebuff Connie J.R. Bob's
subgenus has nothing.
J.R. Dobbs.
Subgenus has nothing to do.
Whatever her name is,
subgenus has one of
the accusation that she stole the Mrs. Dobbs cosmetics.
She did.
Well, if you thought this was some kind of joke, by God, you'll never get the punch.
Okay, caller, you're with us.
Yes, we have a caller here.
Oh, I was just sitting back here eating my bear nuts. I was just kind of wondering what's the argument in here?
There is no argument.
Well,
It's a fact.
Mrs. Dobbs believes that Dianne Feinstein stole a few things out of her purse last night at the reception.
She did. She did.
When we went to the bathroom.
We were at Henry Africa's. We went to the bathroom, and when we came back, she had stolen things out of our purse, and she had proceeded to get herself picked up by somebody.
We should have taken
really
the purse to the bathroom.
We don't believe that the mayor would do that. However, Mrs. Dobbs is
known as a
generality.
Hold.
You got these cheap government jobs. You got to make your money somewhere.
Right.
You know, if it's stealing cheap cosmetics out of other people's purses.
They weren't cheap.
Oh, okay. We got those.
Secret formula, said Genius Cosmetics.
Yeah, well, that stuff's not cheap. Those are acts of ruination. They don't come cheap.
Anyway, do you have
that stuff
that
costs
like
a lot to write.
Take your money where you can get it.
Yes, we do that.
Okay, do you have an interesting question, or we'll have to cut you off at the knees?
The knees.
The knees.
The knees.
The knees.
Cut me off.
We'll have to cut you off at the knees.
Well,
see what passes for you.
Yeah, well, there he goes.
Don't you have a question?
Okay, the next caller is here. What is your question? No, sorry, you can answer that one. Anything else?
Hello. Did you send some beer nuts?
Yeah. Good morning. You're in the future.
I thought I was in the past.
Go ahead with your question.
Well, you see what you want to see.
Just get to the point.
We just queued you up just a moment ago.
That wall need never get to me.
Yes. Connie!
That wall need never get to me.
This is a story about...
Please state your question.
Stop that,
Connie. You ever heard of Wotan Band? Woo.
Let's do our nails.
You invite them to call and then you abuse them. I just don't think this is the right way for Connie Dobbs to be on the radio.
I can hardly hear that poor fellow.
This is a classic show.
Okay, everybody, let's let the caller talk.
Oh, well, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, nothing. Tell us how much you make a week.
About $300.
Well, that's good. Do you think you can send half of that to us?
Are you going to send that to us? That's kind of
you. Okay, fine.
Sir, for a question right now.
World. Let me ask you something. Have you ever talked to a two-headed woman before?
Where? First worldwide radio and telecast.
A freak show?
Oh, is that like a Jimi Hendrix concert?
At this moment,
no, he's dead.
Over 2 billion
is
people.
Is he?
In every part of the world,
I must have missed
are focusing
the
their day. Attention on this program.
There's some kind of movement or something.
Every nation of the earth, in a magnificent effort. Is
so
contributing of its people and resources
yeah.
in an attempt to reach
Which
the
one?
Moon and proclaim it
Which
international territory.
Thousands of us in existence now.
The rocket
right.
ship
there
Lunar
are.
Eagle number one
Just
represents the culminating achievement of the world's leading science.
In other words, you didn't get her
The
name.
Men and women who will fly her have been handpicked from the world's leading specialists. They include Dr. Eric Heinrich. Who personally designed and supervised the construction of this rocket ship. As Dr. Heinrich is the oldest member of the crew, so Rod Murdoch is the youngest. He holds a doctor's degree in mathematics at the age of 19. Dr. Selim Hamid from Turkey
is
an expert on space medicine. Selected to work with him is Dr. Sigmund Bomark from Sweden, physician and physicist.
Why not?
Because
from France, Etienne Martel, engineer and technician.
Why are they taking off their clothes?
Sir William Rochester, noted British geophysicist. Tokyo-born Dr. Hideko Murata.
Okay, well, I won't take off my clothes. It was only a sound effect.
Russia is represented by
All
Dr. Fyodor Orlov, geologist and mapmaker.
Yes,
from Nigeria, the chief navigator, the great astronomer,
Robots
Mara
may
Matata.
Never enter the center room at
from
any
Israel,
time during the game's play.
Born Dr.
Is the
David Ruskin. This aeronautic engineer will serve as the official recorder of this expedition. The Brazilian Dr. Louis
Barton,
the ship's first pilot,
we're
all in charge of the communication.
Like
the leader of this gigantic undertaking is John Anderson of the United States, who has dedicated his life to man's conquest of space. His three previous orbital flights have made him world famous. Because of his all-around experience, he was the unanimous choice of the International Space Order to help this project.
Every time you want to hang up on me.
Did you wake up?
Well, I mean, if you...
Oh,
there he's gone. Oh, yeah.
within the next few minutes.
After
we expect to make worlds shattering.
You can actually kick the particles.
The fuel-powered Lunar Eagle will take off with the liquid fuel method.
We send them
the outside the Earth's atmosphere.
The only
will
show
convert to atomic
kill them
when the moon's orbit is changed. By retro power, the first landing on the moon will be attempted.
Even before
all goes as planned,
of civilization,
touchdown on lunar soil should be 27 hours from
the existence of the conspiracy and of the subgenius.
During the entire flight,
the wisdom of those ancient subgenius
will try to keep in communication
by secret oral traditions. It lies
this worldwide network
will
bring you bulletins on the flight and the news of the land.
Perhaps even as you hear this, you can feel those ancestral powers and arcane memories surging up from within the spring gutters. Ask yourself, don't you feel different at this exact moment than you ever did before? Isn't it because you feel some very good tremendous force emanating from this very radio you're listening to? You didn't just wander into the next room and happen to notice this radio turn on the dial. You were led to it and we to you by powers much greater than you or us, and yet seemingly more random than you feel. By the ways of the main great manipulator and speaks Jehovah Lord.
Sued by the mayor of San Francisco because think of all the publicity that we give for the church
and all the money.
The church really needs
this. This is Dr. David Rustin reporting his first entry in the official log of the Lunar Eagle.
We want any media.
We will attempt to report salient information as it occurs.
Maybe this will make the crowd.
It is now launch time. Minus.
If you work at the mayor's office,
2 minutes.
Give us a call right now.
That's crazy. The Wotan Fest now that they're having.
I know.
Let's talk about that Wotan Fest and Wotan bands that are in the city. I know that Connie's that you saw the Wotan bands while you were here. What were they like? What were the Wotan bands like in this and their, you know, nobody dances around but just the cool guys? So,
I wanted to dance and Connie didn't.
Well, they were so terrible. They were unbelievably terrible. Everything was really loud and they forced us to drink beer.
Well, that was the best part.
Well, what about the cookies?
They gave us good beer.
Oh, the cookies. Oh, they were
extremely good.
Because I thought they would have that.
Oh, the cookies weren't very good. They were the grocery store.
They weren't homemade. They just gave us crummy little cookies.
What is your opinion of medical music in general?
Did you talk to it? I'm really interested in the computer aspect of medical music. And so I would like to hear more in the way of digitalk, and I'd like to have...
You know, like find the sparkling...
Well, I think it's Senator Kitty probably is
Diane Feinstein invites me to dinner. I'm not going to go. Well, I just can't afford to buying all these cosmetics.
She left us with a tab.
She stuck us with a tab. We went to a restaurant. Diane stuck us with a tab.
Well, were you in the guy's house for food anyway? It's true, it was a PR trip. Like 103, it's a sad sight to see at this point the church split and falling apart. Bob Nelson is the head of the state on the
board. Okay, so let me use that now. You're not going to turn me in, right?
Right, no, you're not going to knock your act to the new prez. How do you think you're going to deal with marijuana in the new prez, yeah? hasn't mentioned much about
it. Well, I have more important things. The Orangeman's already shown an avid interest in the JFK assassination. Do you think you're going to finally get the answers you've been seeking all these years? No, I think he cares. He's the one, first thing. Well, maybe evening of the first day. He says, okay, take me down to the vault where you have Kennedy's head and the Area 51 aliens.
Doesn't Patterson get out of the way.
Yeah.
Did you see National Treasure? They find the book of all the cool stuff.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it has all the list of all the things.
I'm really failing in American history, aren't I?
Well, from the, yeah, those Disney movies tell the truth. Dream Star. But I'm all curled up with all the listeners.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, it's Hal's fault anyway.
If
we'd only. That's proved it by the cameras, which show no Hal here tonight.
Yeah. Guess what?
Yeah,
you're supposed to stick it in your guitar.
We can all show no Hal here tonight. This will be a picture of no hair.
No hair
Lynn Powell tonight.
Wow, I'm just dreaming this is all happening.
I can take a picture of
that. Not happen, but it did happen.
Here's a picture of Hal here tonight.
So, yeah, his ass passed by 2 a.m.
We got his targets.
1500 miles per hour. Why hasn't he called in? Hal, the number here is 415962.
A real fire.
Who did he go visit? Did he visit friends or
relatives? Relatives.
Really?
Showed up with a piece of dirt in a pretty nice area west of Tucson.
And they said, come on out here?
And if you looked on his Facebook page, I believe I saw a really gorgeous sunset picture. Yeah. This time of year is really nice. The storms come through, you get to walk around and smell.
That is lovely. And they just got a lot of rain, too, so it'll be beautiful. Not to get personal, but how the hell did he get there? I know what that's like.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only one that works. If the rest of them
are fucked up. We have to listen to this song.
That's a great
jam. All right, thank you.
Hey, I've heard it. As long as we keep hating, they'll leave you on there as long as you keep hating him. You know, the best fake news I saw was that we did not murder Don. That's the fact.
Wonderful last words, which is truly amazing.
He never regretted one single puff of one cigarette.
The same show right up to the end. Yeah, like that. But no music was over, even though all show was over.
Yeah,
that just means the new spread of your daughter's world.
And
yeah,
daughter's world. That's a great one, though.
I run by Fort Smith and having as our guest on
West
the
next one.
Yeah, right. The rest of just, the leading just the innocent beginning of this time. So I'm looking for those.
It was a time when electricity was extremely hot and bad. It was like hacking in the late 20th century, where lots of people would sit around their garages figuring out weird electrostatic machines.
My daughter is a fan of fake news.
Revolutionary,
I don't know what she's listening to in school. It's like Rush Limbaugh on the PA system in elementary schools now. Is that how it's good? In San Francisco?
Black Mirror. No, that's actually
that's from
Ford's little self out in that blind cabin that can't be seen by the sensors.
Right.
See?
It's where he keeps his earlier toys. This early storyline.
This country needs to come back.
And he killed the nice lady, but I kept thinking it was Tracy Ullman. Every time I saw her, I think, that's Tracy Ullman.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not. She was a good actress.
She lived here in 2016, as far as I know.
And It's out in the desert, but I like that little headquarters on the top of the mesa where nobody except Jeff's going to
be. Here's a question. Of all those wide scenes they show that are at least partly CGI, do you think any of them are not CGI? Because they're incredible.
Like the windows in the mesa, there's some gorgeous shots where they're backing up to the plateau area and the windows in the plateau area.
Why don't we build some mesas like that if we don't have any? They're like the best. We can make Mesa Land. Oh, that is Westworld. Sorry.
CGI in the show, too. They're the extensions of the original and old houses. Those were caves. These are in caves with glass. Except the one with moon.
You're making me sick.
Well, it may be that. What if I paid millions in my room?
Yeah.
It may all just be a construct.
Tile setters.
Your worth for the place has gone down precipitously because nobody's going to buy your cool apartment. Whoa, I almost fell over San Francisco. Millennium Tower. And it has nothing, I'm sorry, it has nothing to do with the bus station the next week. Old ships on the island. Man, there's so many gorgeous old ships in those kinds of places.
Yeah. The old ship, or ghost ships on the ocean.
I didn't want to say it, but there they are. Yeah. These guys became Book of Love, or some of them did. Yeah. Crash Course in Science. In what year, like 80? This was 80, or 79 or 80. And then by that, we went through the North Book of Love. But I have a couple of the songs I like. The Crash Course stuff or Book of Love? Crash Course, now you mention it. Yeah, I don't know much about it, but Book of Love had videos we saw first. And then, that was...
You know, speaking of groups, you hear about Power of Tower. Two members, two members were hit by a train at Canton Square. They're, in critical condition.
Quite tragic. They were waiting for a freight train to pass, and they stepped out and going the other direction, Amtrak, and then two guys jumped back and were not hit, but two of the Tower of Power cats. They were heading back to the ocean.
Yeah, the concert was canceled.
I love that. Quite sad and true.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Last night.
So if you're in one of those hub groups, be careful. It's dangerous out there.
Yeah, I knew a kid who was killed that same way, waiting for a train to pass and then stepped out and then going in the other direction that he didn't know was behind it. Crushed him to death.
So flock of seagulls, watch it.
Doctors Bromark and Hameen will search for signs of air and life.
Kids need to grow up respecting people and God, saying prayers in school, and grow up with...
I saw a flock of seagulls perform in a space that was not much larger than this studio.
You say the word.
And it was fun.
And
rock concert world. This is the standing line for
it.
Who's performing at the Trump inauguration anyway? Did he get Marie Osmond or not?
No, they got
the tears that you're supposed to take that music off.
They got the star they always wanted, so they won. Once again, Trump wins.
Who did they get?
Their first
Travis Tritt?
Their first, no, it's Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
With a bullet on the top. Between the eyes. So,
I think there's two black cats and four of the...
We're all humbled by the so-called boycott. It obviously grows so much for solidarity. That's what it's going to be. One fail after another.
Until Loop Station gets picked to do the soundtrack of Star Wars 120.
Star Wars, the Trump years.
Yeah, when the Emperor comes back and he's so much like Trump.
Yeah, he's like, hey, he says what you're thinking.
Come to the end of the cave.
Star Wars.
The sounds of all the
lights. I think Maya Angelou is going to read some poems at the Trump inauguration.
Good. We'd always like to hear that.
song. It might be really exciting.
I should give a promo. Can I promo something on this nonprofit low-power FM radio?
We've gained three listeners since I last spoke.
Oh, damn it. All right. So at the Verity Club next Friday night. This is an open thing for open-minded people. And I'm not talking in a sexual way. It's going to have a get-together. It's called an alt-girl party. What's this thing? Do you have it on here? You know the one, B-Rob. No, you just looking at your crash car drive.
What is this?
It's at the Verity Club.
Take a deep breath.
Girls Night to raise awareness of things pink. That's where we will be. No, it's we're going to donate to all the right things. All the drugs that people get.
Yeah, baby.
What do you do with those things?
I have some aspirin.
It piles up. It just piles up. And then, you know, here's another thing. I think Jimmy Cross gave me up the mushrooms. And it was when Jimmy Cross was last working for me at the hospital. And recently, I ate a whole bunch of them. And then I tried to do it. When did Jimmy give me those? And it went. It was like it was when Clinton was president or something.
Still, really, what I want to know is, do you remember any of your time on Rogue 12?
Rogue 12?
No, he doesn't care.
Well, I'm not at liberty to discuss that in any manner, sir.
So did the mushrooms work at all?
No, it was just like paste in my mouth. I swallowed. It was great. I ate handfuls of it.
And then what happened? No special dreams? No,
it was diarrhea? 6 hours of me complaining about not being high.
No diarrhea?
Nothing. Not even diarrhea. Just complete letdown, one end to the other. I ate so much of it. It's like, I'm not getting high. Maybe if I have a little bit more, but I've got to be careful because, you know, then I'll start getting tired. No, I kept eating. I kept not getting high. But you know what? I do have a really high tolerance. People know that. Everyone knows that, right?
Take a deep breath.
That's what it is. More aspirin.
It's your show.
Purple aspirin.
Is this the end of the show again? How many times do you end this show tonight?
Hold it.
Tomorrow's not a school day. I don't get tomorrow. I can sleep in. What a
more black mirrors on here.
This is impossible. It must be your hopes.
Some of those things are from
could have been sent by an Earth power already secretly here on the moon.
You know Dan Dyke's stare, K-Rob?
A power that wishes to scare us away. How do you feel about that?
Why ask me? How should I know?
I don't believe there are any moon people.
Do you? I'm convinced it's possible.
Someone could have made it all up to frighten us all.
That's ridiculous.
Please, Dr. Heinrich suffered from a heart attack.
Father, why did you do it? How can I ever live down your crime? I hate the name of Bernau. I cannot go on being Heinrich Bernau any longer.
What are you saying? What do you mean?
I will be Erich Heinrich. Erich Heinrich.
You are the son of Bernauer. The man who wiped out my entire family.
Yes. Haunted me all my life. I did everything humanly possible to make good for my father's crime. Can you understand? Can you still be my friend?
Rest now.
The same symbols.
Translate it, please, Adeko.
Strangers from Earth, before you depart, we must have one thing. We will leave behind the two cats. Cats have a most unusual appeal for us, but unfortunately, we have none here on the moon. They interest us almost as much as the two human beings who joined us.
Turn it off, Louis. You think it's wise to open those doors again for the two cats?
Well, I think so.
I'll go.
I'll go with you.
Surface of the moon at 6700. This decision was based on the warning which emanated from those mysterious symbols. Even though we were in doubt of the survival of Selim and Sigrid, we had to make a quick decision in order not to jeopardize our mission.
Three hours and 10 minutes on flight. We're right on the button. We just passed a neutral line operating towards the Earth's gravitational pull. In there, no oxygen. Quick thinking, Louis.
I think the dog should have the medal.
That was a close one. Well, I better get up and relieve Ruskin.
It was well named the Medea Stone. The oxygen fused it into fire when it came in contact with the gold.
Let me fix it for you.
Oh, it's not too bad. Thank you.
Lunar Eagle 1 to Central Earth Control. Do you hear us, Central Earth Control?
Earth Control to Lunar Eagle 1. We hear you. We hear you, Lunar Eagle 1. We have your position. Why did you leave the moon?
We had an urgent departure. Please give us our position.
Your position?
Come in, Central Earth Control. We've lost you. We've lost you, Central Earth Control. Come in. Come in, Central Control.
I don't understand it. We've lost Earth contact completely.
Remember what the people on the moon said? They have the power to immobilize us at will.
Well, don't say that.
But they said it. And it could be true.
See? Lie down, Dr. Heinrich. There's nothing you can do now. We're on our way back to Earth.
I missed the takeoff.
I missed it all.
Lie down. No. Please. Please.
Navigator to captain.
Meteor clusters directly ahead.
Point three. Four. Point three.
Check. Run.
Point one. Zero minus XC. No, wait. Try.
I can only try once.
Okay, wait. Point five. Point seven and five tenths. I hope.
Roddy, you did better than you ever did in any isolation booth.
Isolation booth? I guess our invention didn't work so good this time. Your German scientists did not perfect it.
He's absolutely right.
You're brilliant, my boy. You're much better than I. You saved us all, including him.
Me, I must still put my faith in the electronic brain.
There is no substitute for such a human brain.
McConan, report. Vitus, check radar.
Cannot identify object.
Nothing registers on radar.
Check the mechanical equipment.
All equipment okay.
Anderson to entire personnel. Counter reversal accomplished. We are in orbit at 500 miles above Earth. Assemble on A deck, please. Hideko, get the TV camera ready to photograph Earth for us.
Yes, Captain.
Louis, check the radio again.
Check. No. Thank you. I feel fine. Let me stand on my own 2 feet. See? I told you it's only a passing thing.
John, I feel that I must advise you. There is something wrong. Something unexplainable.
I know, McConan, but everything is working perfectly in the ship.
I'm cold.
Me too.
Most unusual.
That's what I wanted to tell you, John. Outside temperature reading is 245 degrees below and still falling.
It's no wonder it's cold in here. It's 55 degrees.
Vargas, check the heat.
Check.
Captain, quick!
Vargas.
Why, this thing is moving. From the North Pole towards New York.
Captain Anderson. I'm getting a reception, Captain Anderson.
Good.
It's a little blurred, but I think I can clear the picture.
Well, that's some picture. Nothing's moving.
Something must be jammed in the TV. Try New York.
There is something wrong with it.
No, I checked carefully. The machine's in perfect order.
Vargas, do you agree?
I agree.
By some scientific means, they, whoever they are, have found a way to freeze all molecular activity.
Those whizzing noises?
Yes. In other words, they have frozen the lower atmosphere by extracting all thermos particles.
But how could that be possible?
Sounds very simple. It is the principle of the hydrogen bomb in reverse.
I agree with you. Through some superior device, they found a means of achieving a glacial phenomenon.
Implosion bombs. That must have been that strange noise we heard.
I somehow feel it's an earthly power.
Gentlemen, let's make no mistake. Our situation is extremely serious. We are caught in orbit. In order to survive, we have to remain at our present altitude.
How long?
I don't know. Until we find the solution. Let's go to work.
John,
I'm getting London.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. For the past 10 hours, the North American continent remains in an isolation of silence. No contact can be established by any means of communication with either Canada, the United States, or Mexico. In spite of the intense cold gripping the world, the governing bodies of every other nation are at this moment in extraordinary session determining measures to be taken. Stand by. We will keep you informed. We now return to our regular program.
No wonder all communication is shut off. You know, I don't think we could even come down out of our final orbit.
I'm afraid you're right, Louis.
We are insulated. We are safe in here. Yes, but for how long?
I don't know. We're operating now under automatic control. How about the engines, Martel?
The engines? The engines are overworked. It's only a matter of time before the turbines give out.
To have come so close to success.
Yes, this may work. It simply has to. Listen. Our emergency space taxi works on atomic power, right?
Right.
We must fashion a powerful atom bomb by assembling and uniting a number of bomblets, such as we used on the moon. Two men, drawn by lot, should pilot the taxi over a live volcano. I'm thinking of Popocatépetl, of course.
And drop the bomb into the crater. The resultant explosion might thaw the big freeze.
Yes, but... how will the space taxi crash through the frozen atmosphere?
Penetration rocket. As it disperses the micrometeoric clouds, it should break an opening for the space taxi to go through.
Yes, it could be piloted through frozen space, but...
but we have to inform you that it might disintegrate in the explosion. That's why I said the two men should be drawn by lot. Because... their chances to return to the Luna Hill are quite remote.
John.
It is worth the risk to break up the big freeze, which paralyzes not only the country, but the whole continent. You know as I, this is our duty, our only hope.
And gentlemen, it's our only chance to accomplish our mission and bring the ship back to Earth.
Very well. We'll make the bomb. Penetration rocket.
In the big freeze.
It's so cold.
Switching back to chemical fuel. It's no use. It won't work.
The freeze, it's filling the ship.
Visibility's almost zero.
John, look, look.
Same symbol. Will you translate them? Vargas.
Hideko. Please. Please.
It says, now you have seen our strength. But we have seen your human strength and the way your people have sacrificed themselves to save the others. For those you left behind, we have also learned that all your earthly emotions are not evil and warlike, that you have come to us in peace. Your people on Earth have been in suspended animation and have not been harmed. Return to Earth at once. All this time I was fanning myself and come back. All this time I was fanning myself and didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fanning myself and I was fair.
UNIVAC index, but...
It's all crazy. It's all crazy.
It's all about your headphone volume.
I can't hear. I can't.
And then suddenly, from the sky came a fried egg.
Fried eggs. Landing on top of it.
Different down to the top of the car.
Yeah, they gonna do land under him.
Hey, there's an egg on top of that.
You know what? I still miss the guy that threatened me with bodily harm because I tried to open the crashed up San Francisco police car.
Yeah, I know.
I go back to that.
I'm well within my rights to kick your ass.
The other night I was thinking about that. Yeah, there was a cool police car and I was going to jump inside and have Rob take a picture of me, and the guard came out and he's been waiting years to do this.
That's right. North Beach, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he works for a film company.